story somewhere in the other world, there is an angel and she can see the entire lives of people down there on earth, every moment of their lives are there recorded in the Akash, as they say. And all these memories are there, as we call them on earth. But they are simply different points in the timeline. And she likes to walk around there, however this will look if we try to paint it from earth. Seeing all these memories of little events in the life of a person or several persons, like trees or something, but of a different, I don't know how to do it. I'm thinking painting or drawing here, and a story to it. And she can pick little memories from that tree or whatever. It's like a big nice garden, you could say, where there are lines. Like if you go to Greece or something, if we went to this orange garden, lines of trees, and each line is a person, lifeline. And when you look at one of those little fruits there, little memories, which kind of also is a beautiful metaphor, because they are there, some scars embedded in that mind of that person. And we all share the same mind. That's the collective mind that Jung talked about. So this scene is possible. This angel walking around there, and there are ugly memories, dark. Something rumbling in there. And those are the ones that we try to release during therapy and so on. Fear and anger and all these. And yeah, someday there are several such angels walking around, and someday they help people to get rid of those dark demons in there, like demon killers. And well, this garden could even be have a little boy with a flute walking around, blue boy, killing demons. But it's just the same tradition, so it's also done by his friends and followers. So that's what's going on here. But this specific angel, she likes to look at the beautiful memories, the loving memories, the warm, inspiring memories. And some of those are, again, they are like little fruits, little droplets of nectar, you could say, It could be just a feeling, a beautiful sunset in that specific location on that vacation. And I sat there with that person and it just felt like this. So she picks those feelings, those moments, like little paintings. But more like droplets of fruits. And the thing is with those, that you can pick them and they still remain there on that tree. They are magical fruits. In fact, the more you pick them, the more they flourish and grow on that tree. And then she puts them in her backpack, in the bag she has on her back or whatever, and continues walking. And again, there are several of them, different kinds of angels doing different things in that garden, the garden of life. And again, through that garden goes a jewel road, a jewel path. And that's what distinguishes it. It's a path that is not covered by gray sand or mud, but with little tiny jewels of different kinds. If you look very close, you can see that. And this is called the path of love by those who really know it. Others call it a jewel road by the way it looks. But those who know the deeper secrets, they know that this goes all the way to a magical place called Cow Island, which is made out of pure love. But more about that in another part of this story. So there she walks, and then what she likes to do, because she's an angel and she's still hanging around close to Earth that she left not so long ago, it seems, but in Earth time, it was a few years. Just like many others here do. She's here ready when someone needs and asks for help. Because the main problem with the humans these days is that they generally think they can fix everything by their own splendid abilities. Who needs God? There is no God, and there are no angels. It's just me on top of the hill. Then it goes the way it goes. So right now, lots of help needed. Volunteers, any? So the angels are walking around on Earth. Just a little outside of the Borloka realm of the earthly world of the five senses. But helping out in different ways. Helping little kids, saving them from falling dangerously. or from drowning that day. Things like that. It's a loving, nice work, befitting angels, because it is very, very satisfying as well. Now, this angel, among other things, she likes to help others by giving them the ones who the memories belong to, by just throwing that little fruit into the mind of that person, maybe in dreams, maybe during some moment when she wants also to encourage that person. Yes, that was a good idea, throwing a little memory fruit, and it feels good, right? And that memory, how does it feel? Yeah, says that guy there. Got another confirmation that I'm on the right path here. So that's her way, because she's a very wise angel, and it's her way of guiding. So we, in our story, we will describe things and persons from here, and this, there is no limit to what we can tell from here, from the world outside of the earthly realm, the other world, as we call it in our story. And here's one.